Welcome to Gardening in Florida, and the holiday season is upon us, and it's time. If you love a living Christmas tree and you're not sure how to select and care for one, with me today is our Gardening in Florida specialist, UFIFAS Extension Pinellas County, Teresa Baderick. Welcome back, Teresa.
Hi, thanks for having me. This is fun.
It is fun. So let's just be honest. Do you have a living Christmas tree every year? Do you?
I do, but I don't have the living kind that you keep in a pot. So there's a couple different ways to look at this. There's the living trees that you grow in a pot and then you keep it. And either you keep it in a pot or you plant it in your landscape. Or you can actually go, here in Florida we have Christmas tree farms. You can go cut your own living Christmas tree right on the farm. I know a lot of people don't associate Florida with that, but it's something that we have here. It's a lot of fun.
Well, tell us what you should be looking for when you're looking at what kinds of Christmas trees would we see at the Christmas tree farms here?
Yes. Yeah, so in case people are curious, they can actually look up, do a little search. There's a website from the Florida Department of Ag and Consumer Services, and it's just called Christmas Tree Farms. They can look that up. Two of the most common types of trees grown in Florida for Christmas tree cutting would be the Eastern Red Cedar. That's a native Florida plant. And also the sand pine, another native Florida plant. And they're grown, usually they're about, 4 to 7 feet tall, and you get to go around the farm and pick out the one you want and cut it down. What we want to look for is a really healthy and full tree, something that doesn't have any, bare spots or dead spots, and that looks fresh and green. And by cutting your own, you can kind of ensure that, because you know it's fresh.
So you don't want a Charlie Brown tree. We don't want a pathetic little Charlie Brown tree.
Maybe that's a matter of personal taste. But, so those are a couple of great options. Now, the Eastern Red Cedar is an easy one to grow in a container as well. So if somebody wants a truly living tree they're going to keep potted, and they can actually plant this in the landscape. The Eastern Red Cedar is a great native choice. One thing to note for Christmas tree decorators is the Eastern Red Cedar, if you're not familiar with it, has a more lacy foliage, and so really heavy ornaments are a bit of a struggle with that particular tree. I have done the decorating myself, and I just adjusted the decor, and it looked fantastic. And those are really easy natives to grow in the landscape. They will eventually get big, so you got to make sure you have room down the road.
I love that. I've been to the Ergel Christmas Tree Farm, which is actually the oldest and largest Christmas tree farm in Florida. It's really fun to just visit, even if you're not going to cut one down. So I also saw that Leland Cypress and Spruce Pine are also...
I have seen those starting to show up at some of the farms, yes. Leland Cypress would be fine for cutting, but those don't perform that well down here in the Pinellas County area to plant out in the landscape.
Ah.
So, great for a cut and take home to decorate, but if you want a living tree to plant out in your yard, I'd stick with the Eastern Red Cedar. My personal favorite is the sand pine, but this is for cutting. Sand pine would get larger in the landscape. You'd really need an awful lot of room, but if you had it, it would make a great addition to the landscape as well.
I love that. And, I always say it's like picking fruit. You have to know that the needles should be resilient, right? They should have a good fragrance and a green color. And how do they keep its moisture content? How, once you get it home, should you keep it moist?
So what you want to do with, whether you cut your own Christmas tree on the farm here or whether you buy a cut one that they have brought in from a northern state, either way, when you bring that tree home, what you want to do is make another fresh cut. So you bring it home, get your tree stand ready, make sure that's in place, get it filled with water, and then make one more fresh cut. So make sure when you cut the tree down, you leave some extra trunk to do this. Cut about an inch or so off the trunk, and then make sure that fresh cut goes right in the water. And it'll stay a lot fresher, a lot longer if you do that. The other thing that you want to do is make sure that the tree stand, that the water reservoir stays full. A fresh cut tree can take up to a quart of water every day, depending on how big your tree. It might even take more, maybe possibly a lot more if you have a really big tree. And during those first couple of days after you first cut it and put it in the water, it takes up even more. So you're definitely going to make sure you keep that water filled every day, but maybe you check it even more than once a day at first. The other tip I have is don't put anything in that water. I know you're going to see all kinds of tips and tricks and all kinds of strange additives to put in the water where they claim it'll keep your tree fresher longer. Mm-hmm. Don't fall for that. The only thing you want to make sure is to keep the water level high, and you also have to be mindful that if you start putting additives in there, that can be dangerous for pets. And some, you know, I've had dogs that just really want to drink that tree water, and you've got to make sure you're not putting any chemicals in there.
Well, and you know, ornaments are so much fun to put up. You got to think about what ornaments you're putting up when you have a dog or a cat, and you know, you don't want them to get into the tinsel. So, you and I were talking a little bit about sustainable ornaments. Let's talk a little bit about your ideas.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of fun stuff you can do. Like there's the old string up cranberries and popcorn to decorate the tree. Although again, you know, once you start putting food on the tree, you got to worry about the pets.
Right.
There's other things too, like we talked about using shells and pine cones as decor. There's a tradition of taking oranges or other citrus fruit and then decorating them with cloves. Makes a wonderful smell on the tree, and it's totally sustainable. And once you're done with it, it can just go right in the compost bin. And another favorite of mine is to make what we call wood cookies. So if you've got some larger limbs or trunks or branches that you've had to have trimmed, or even if you had some nice firewood from a neighbor, you make slices of the tree into a little cookie shape, and then you drill a hole in it, and you could just hang that up with some wire on the tree, or those could be decorated paint with other, you know, glue on other things, and so there's a whole world of fun you could have with tree cookies.
Well, folks, and if you really want to understand what to do with your Christmas tree, you do need to go to the Florida Botanical Gardens for the holiday lights. It goes on through January. I believe it kicks off this in November 29th.
Yeah, right after Thanksgiving, which is
right
around the corner.
And there'll be caroling and special events. And is it your favorite time of year, Teresa?
It is. I'm a big sucker for the holiday season. I love it.
Well, we love having you on air, so we want to wish everyone a happy holiday from UFIFAS, Extension Pinellas County, Teresa Bowderick, our Urban Horticulture Agent, Master Gardener Program. Teresa, I think a great holiday gift would be to volunteer and become involved with the garden.
That would be a great gift.
Absolutely. Yes, and the Master Gardener Program and all the opportunities are listed on the website. We'll have that in the article that accompanies this audio. Teresa, thank you so much for being on Gardening in Florida.
Thank you, Nanette. It's my pleasure, as always.
Keep on growing, folks. I'm your co-host, Nanette Weiser. Until next time, go green.